I have to wait for the commercial here. Yeah, we have the option of you know, I get the maximum pension I get is if there's no survivor benefit. Then we get the maximum while I'm still alive. And then the second one is called pop-up. That's what I've got, I think. I'd have to double-check. And that's the pension is a certain amount, and then if the spouse dies, it pops up to a different level. And then there's another one where it's the same no matter what, you know, whether, you know, so they got three different ways we can do it, but none of them allow you to change the spouse on ours. I've heard of that. My dad's, I think, was like that. The one he had from the International Typographical Union when he was a typesetter. Well, actually, he wasn't a typesetter, but he worked in that line of work. And I wonder what this building's going to be. Never mind. I digress. His was transferable because my mother passed away, and then he remarried some years later, and I know she got part of his pension or something, or was entitled. I don't know. Mine is not. It's Andrea is entitled, you know, regardless of what happens to me, and you know, but that's it. It's me and her, and that's it.
Yeah, see, I didn't pay any attention to any of this stuff until it happened, and then once, you know, once they figured out I was married again, then all of a sudden, you know, these letters started coming in about, you know, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. So, and it was fine. I'm okay with it. You know, I don't want any ill will on her at all, no matter what happens in the future. You know, I'm fine with it. It's, you know, she puts up with me. She deserves